Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, everybody, it's Pastor Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you. You know, I remember a time, this was years ago, when a friend of mine who, against their parents' wishes, decided to get their ears pierced. So he sterilized the needle and he did it himself. And of course, here's what happened. His parents got mad, his ear got infected, and his friends made fun of him. Now, he tried to pretend it was all okay. The only way, though, to bring reconciliation to that whole situation was for him to repent, release and control that had caused the problems, and of course, obey his parents and get rid of the piercing. Wouldn't it be great, though, if we could just let go of the conflict and then the effects that it has on our hearts and our minds? Pain usually leaves a mark that we try to avoid or that we try to fix. In my friend's case, it was a very painful reminder every time anybody bumped his ear. I used to think that I had more control over the reconciliation process, and I'm sure God had a good laugh at my efforts sometimes. Over the years, I've learned that I can't control the process. I can't even control the pain. All I can do is own my part. As an adult, I'm still shocked at how hard it is to allow my heart to release the control and the pain and let the Spirit do the work of reconciliation. Paul in verse 13 writes, "I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in the chains for the gospel." Paul could have tried to control the process and in power and authority hold on to Onesimus. But that would not have allowed reconciliation. Philemon could have looked at Paul's words in his letter and not wanted to let go of the past to allow Onesimus to become a brother. Onesimus could have just kept running instead of facing the hurt that he felt as a slave. We need to allow God to work the process of reconciliation. We have to release the past. We have to release the pain. We have to release the power and our attempt at control. If we want to be kingdom people, we have to allow reconciliation to become a normal part of life. To have that happen, we have to be willing to let go of our control and step into only owning our part of the process. We can't control others, but we can work with Jesus to control our choices, our actions, and our feelings. I do want to say, this is hard. But our challenge right now is to lean in and release the things that are keeping us from reconciling with others. If you're having trouble releasing the past or the present pain due to some brokenness, we're here to listen, to guide, and to pray with you. However we can help, we will. Just reach out.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.